In this moment, in this place where Jesus Christ is announcing this Sermon of the Mount, is giving it to His disciples and to those who were listening, it is an area which is very infamous during this time, because it was an area, let's say, where the revolutionaries would come and bring and gather groups of people in order to announce to them something much different, contrary to what Jesus Christ is saying in this gospel. Because they would come and bring people and they would say to them, look, what we have to do is we have to rise up. We have to fight. We have to take arms. We have to fight against the stinking, what are the names? The Romans. Because during this time, the Romans were oppressing somehow the Israelites. They had control over Israel. And so therefore, this area was outside of Jerusalem. It was on the Sea of Galilee. And so therefore, what the people were trying to do, these Zealots, like for example Barabbas, was to rise up against and to slaughter and to kill and to get rid of the Romans. Because they were convinced that the reason, the root of their suffering was coming from these oppressors. Do you understand? And what they were doing was making the people feel as if they were victims, which very much happens to us in our day. You see today that many times the problem is that you see it in politics, you see it on the TV, you see it even on the stinking social media everywhere you look, that you are a victim. You are a stinking victim. Nobody loves you. The problem today is that nobody takes you into account. The problem today is that your husband oppresses you. The problem today is that your children are a pain in the I don't know what. Your problem today is that your parents are suffocating you. They never leave you free. They should allow you to be free. Do you understand? Everything, brothers and sisters, makes us think that we are a victim today. And Jesus Christ, in this gospel today, is announcing something completely contrary. He is saying to us today, do not resist evil. Not only, brothers and sisters, is He announcing to us, He says to us something beautiful. He says, look to be a victim. Accept the suffering that the other one puts you through. Do not resist the evil that they are committing against you. Not only if they hurt you physically, but accept also to be despised. Accept to be rejected. Because when Jesus Christ in this gospel, this is why He says, for example, if somebody hits you on the right cheek, offer the other one as well. You know that Jesus Christ, most of the people are right-handed. So He's not speaking to the lefties. Okay, He's not speaking to me. He is saying, when somebody strikes you on the right, let me use this kid right here. If somebody slaps you on the right cheek, offer the other one. It means that they are going to hit you with the back of the hand. Like this. No, I'm not going to do it. Although I should. It's to hit somebody with the back of the hand. Because then to be hit with the back of the hand means to be despised, means to be rejected. Jesus Christ is saying, not only do you allow yourself to be hurt physically, but accept to be despised. Accept to be rejected. In fact, He's saying to us in this gospel something even deeper. Look for it. Look to take the last place. This is why Jesus Christ ends this gospel by saying, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. What Jesus Christ is saying is be holy like God is holy. To be holy, brothers and sisters, means to be set apart. You have to understand that Jesus Christ is choosing you to be different. He is not calling you to be like the rest of the world. If you want to be like the rest of the world, to live your life, to look for justice, to search your life only in your stinking self, then you are free and you can leave this church. You don't need to be here. Because Jesus Christ is calling you to something much more, something much different, something much radical. And if you don't want it, you can reject the call of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not dependent on you. He doesn't need your wisdom. What Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, is inviting you to an invitation of joy. to be free of resentment, to be free of anger, to be free of looking for your life in your stinking self. Do you understand? This is why Jesus Christ says, if they invite you to walk 1 mile, go 2 miles. Because this was exactly a Roman law. The Romans had the right to go to the Israelites and say, you carry this for me for 1 mile. And Jesus Christ is saying, don't only accept what the oppressors are demanding of you. Ask them, can I do something else for you? It reminds me, for example, of St. Francis of Assisi, for example. St. Francis of Assisi, one time, they came to rob one of his the Franciscan houses, one of the monasteries. And they came and they took everything. They took the toilet paper. I mean, these guys stole everything. And what happened was that when Francis arrived, because he was coming to visit the house, when he arrived to the monastery, the brothers came out. Francis, you should have seen. Four of them came and they beat us up. They tied us and they took everything. But don't worry, Francis. Don't worry, Father. We saved they were given as a gift some beautiful candle stands, made pure gold from some king, or I don't know who it was. And they said, but we saved them. Don't worry, they didn't take them. And friends, you know what Francis said to them? You idiots! What did you do? Why did you hide these things? Give them everything. Jesus Christ says in the gospel, if they demand your tunic, give also your cloak. And he said to them, which way did they go? And they said, that way. He took the candlesticks and he ran after them. And he chased them in the woods. And he was yelling, hey, hey. And they saw them. There was one because he eventually became a brother. He was a little gordito, I don't know how to say. A little chubby. He was running like this. You can read it. It's in the life of St. Francis of Assisi. And they tried to run faster. He caught up to them. And he said to them, and they said, okay, here. And they threw all of the things. They thought he was going to beat him with the candle stand. And he said, no, you forgot these. And the guys remained, what? Yes, I give you everything. Don't worry. God loves you. Get whatever you need. We don't need these things. What you need is to understand that God loves you. And the guys, all of the robbers entered into the Franciscan order. Do you understand? Because they discovered the immense love of God. This is why God is choosing you, brothers and sisters. God is choosing you for a mission because there are many who do not know the mercy of God, who have to go and steal from others. Do you think they do it because they are happy? Do you think a thief is happy being a thief? Do you think a murderer is being happy being a murderer? Do you think somebody who commits adultery, who commits abuse, does it because they are happy? They do it because they suffer, brothers and sisters. Because they cannot believe that Jesus Christ forgives them. Like many times you can't believe. You think that many times that Christ, when He looks at you, He only sees your sins. This is why many of you don't receive communion. This is why many of you don't confess. Because you think, brothers and sisters, that Jesus Christ rejects you. But we heard something fantastic in this psalm today. It says, as far as the east is from the west, so far does God remove your sins. Do you understand that when Jesus Christ looks at you and He announces to you this gospel, He doesn't see your sins. He doesn't see the wickedness. He doesn't see the evils that you have committed, the crimes that He has committed. What God, brothers and sisters, sees in you is what He sees in His Son. It's how much He loves you, how much you are worth, to what you are called, to what you are meant to be, brothers and sisters. This is what Christ is inviting you today, brothers and sisters. This is why, brothers and sisters, if you understand this, if you truly love Christ, if you truly, first of all, see how much you yourself are loved, brothers and sisters, then suffering doesn't exist anymore. This is why, for example, St. Gianna Mola, who gave her life for her child, and hopefully you mothers here can understand this, to have children is not exactly fantastic. This is why many people don't want to have kids anymore, because they don't want to stinking suffer. They don't want to give their lives. And we use many stupid excuses, money and all kinds of garbage excuses. This is why many of you closed yourself to life. Because you begin to calculate. Because you begin to look at yourself. But she didn't look at her life. She didn't care about herself. She loved so much that she died giving childbirth to the last child. And everybody had convinced her, no, it's okay. You already have 3 other children and a husband. Why leave them? But this is why before she died, she said, just like the sun and the rays cannot be separated, the sun and the light cannot be separated, you cannot separate suffering and love. If you love, you suffer. And if you suffer, you love. But if you truly love, you don't even think about the suffering. The suffering disappears because you finally stop looking at yourself. Think about the mothers here, those of you who have given birth, even the fathers, because it's not easy to have children, even for the husbands, because the women don't exactly treat the husbands like kings when they are pregnant. Hormones all over the stinking place. Should I open the door, close the door, do this? One day you do it right, one day you do it. Anyways, let's not talk about it. Bring you back to your old wounds. But it's very difficult. Even to raise them is a pain in the stinking butt. I have a school here, the Catholic school. And you think I leave there many times crying. These freaking kids don't understand. I feel worse for you. I don't understand how you do it 24/7 with them. But you understand, it is difficult. It is a suffering. When you were pregnant, for example, it was a pain. You weren't saying, fantastic, beautiful, give me 20 more. You were saying, what was I thinking? Why did I get pregnant? I don't know what. All of these things going through your mind. But when you gave birth to the first child, think about it. When you gave birth to the first child, did you remember the suffering? Did you say, why did I go through this for you? Were you worth it? No. You were full of joy. And do you know why you were full of joy? Because you saw that suffering didn't conquer. What overcame everything was your love. The suffering somehow no longer existed. Do you understand? This is what Christ is announcing to us in this gospel. This is why this is an invitation to freedom, brothers and sisters. This is why this gospel is an invitation to joy. Let us stand and let us profess our faith.